USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is blaming the oil industry for high gas prices. Oil companies blame President Biden's policy for the high prices. Biden affirmed the oil industry's claim at a Kathy Hochul rally over the weekend, saying he's blocking all new drilling.
There is no more drilling. I haven't formed any new drilling.
An Iowa teenager who was sentenced to 5 years of probation earlier this year after stabbing her alleged rapist to death escaped custody at a women's center in Des Moines, Iowa on Friday. Piper Lewis, 18 years old, walked out of the Fresh Start Women's Center and cut off her GPS monitor. She was sentenced in September to the 5 years on closely supervised probation and ordered to pay $150,000 to the family of 37-year-old Zachary Brooks. Tomorrow is Election Day. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast has more.
The race to control the Senate is in the home stretch. Nate Silver, editor-in-chief of 538, appearing on ABC's This Week, tells us where things stand right now.
We have the GOP with a 55-45 edge. You can call that a dead heat if you want. You'd rather have 55 than 45. But with six or seven races within a couple of points, you could have fairly big swings either way.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A 20-year-old man in Salt Lake City went on a carjacking spree and crashed into multiple vehicles on Friday after getting upset over a canceled flight to Denver. Three vehicles were carjacked, five were crashed into. After his last vehicle became disabled, John Joseph Thomas Green threw rocks at cars on I-80, trying to get someone to pull over to steal before being arrested. SpaceX is set for an 11:06 a.m. Eastern Standard Time launch of a Falcon 9 rocket with a pair of communication satellites tomorrow at Cape Canaveral, Florida. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Former Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard calls out the federal government for being a threat to our country during a rally for Lee Zeldin in New York over the weekend.
Who took an oath? I made a promise to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And unlike too many politicians in Washington, that actually means something to me. And that's why this election is so important. You know, I've been going and supporting people who are running for Congress and running for the U.S. Senate because having this radical woke Democrat party in charge of the House, Senate, and the White House has put us in a very dangerous place as a country.
Results for the highly anticipated midterm elections may not come for days or weeks after voting concludes. This seems to weigh heavy on some Americans. A number of factors could contribute to election results dragging past Tuesday, including processing and counting ballots, and election rules in key battleground states. North Korea's military claimed Monday its launch of missiles in recent days were simulating the attack on South Korean and U.S. targets in response to the two countries' joint drills. North Korea's military launched a series of missiles, including an intercontinental ballistic missile, or an ICBM, as the United States and South Korea conducted its largest ever air exercises in a six-day operation that ended Saturday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.